Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, this has been quite a week. I tell you this because I don't even believe what happened myself, you know. But before we get to the breaking news, I'm going to say this. We can't be black and proud and a nigger, too. We can't be. You see, we have to eliminate that term nigger. You see, you my nigger. No, you ain't. You know, we got to start respecting ourselves. White folks is planning for 3 generations ahead. Black folks is planning for Saturday night. They got to go out and get them an outfit. You don't have to go out and get you an outfit. The goal is to win, not look like you win. I would rather carry a plastic bag with $10,000 in it than a Louis Vuitton bag with $50 in it. You just look like you're a winner. Rich folks stay rich by pretending to be poor. Black folks stay poor by pretending to be rich. Can no longer use that as a way to get us done. We can no longer pretend that we're rich, that we got money. Because all we're doing is making a fool out of ourselves. We walk around here with these, I was like that myself. Gucci, all that other kind of stuff, I was. But I learned, you see, and that's how I managed to survive. You see, we have to make sure, you know, we can't be black and proud and a nigga too. It is not going to work. I don't care what you talk, what you say, what you do, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. See, racism is a system of socially accepted norms that violates the God-given rights of selected members of society. Racism is brutality. Racism is violence against humanity. Racism is born from a perverted, invasive form of evil within the corrupt DNA of human beings. It just doesn't make sense. But we give it sense. See, there will come a time when black men will think for themselves. The black man will think like a black man. When you attack one black man, you are attacking all black men. No state, no federal, no city court. The blacks has to bring a end to this brutality. The court, you know. And I just want everybody to know the court system is killing black Americans. Now, when you go to court as a black man, you got less than a 1% chance of winning. That's right. When you go to court as a black man, you got less than 1% chance of actually winning. That's right. No matter. You got less than 1% chance of actually winning. You know, these people are not for us. Stop trying to pretend, you know. Stop trying to pretend that these people like you. They don't like you. Evil, wicked system that they have developed. See, they can fire a racist tomorrow and put another racist in his place. Because it's not just that one racist. It's the whole system itself. But we find ourselves wanting to be part of it. You can't be part of a racist system and then go around and talk about you want reparations. How that gonna look? You cannot go and act like you part of this racist system that you're gonna make. It's not gonna happen. It is not going to happen, no matter what. So we have to change the way we do business. Until we change the way we do business, things are going to continue just like it is. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. You see, it's reality. But we got to do what we have to do. We got to be able to move the needle. And I tell you, right now we're not moving the needle. You see, right now we're not moving this needle. Right now we're in a very compromising position. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. You see. But we got to do what we got to do. See, that's how that works. We got to do what we got to do. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about this. We have to do what we have to do. We have to do what we need to do in order to be successful, to be successful. But right now, we don't have it going on. Black brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. We do not have it going on. You think you got it going on, you don't. You see, if you're not planning for the future of our children, you're not doing anything. If you're not planning for the future of our children, you're not doing anything. It's very, very unfortunate. But that's just the way it is. But I do. I have breaking news that I want to talk about right now. Breaking news. This is incredible. I got the text this morning indicating Ben Harbor samples are the sample champs. The Benton Harbor samples are the sample champs. I told them, the guy from Houston, that you're not going to never beat Ben Harbor sample. You're not going to out-sample them. That's a fact. You are not going to out-sample Benton Harbor samples. I don't care what you do. These are the top samples in the nation. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. We are the champs. We are the super sample champs. Here's the tally. Benton Harbor Sambos, led by Marletta Seats, the Queen Bee, I mean Capital Bee, 31,241. 31,200, and look, as of last week, Houston was on top. Those extra days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night pushed us over. We are the Super Sambo champs. Ain't nobody whooping on us. Nobody. I don't care what you say. Ain't nobody whooping on my Sambo. The Queen Bee, she brought us through. And I take my hat off to her. Queen Bee, then we have the mayor of all Sambos, Marcus Muhammad, the Nation of Islam. The head of Savior's Day, maybe that's what got me over. I don't know. Because I know the nations, they always come in and they vote. They send out that email. I know that. And maybe that pushed me over. But whoever pushed me over, I'm so happy. I'm so gratified. You know, especially, you know, you got the mayor of all Sambos. The mayor of all Sambos. I don't mean some. I mean all. You got him, and then you got Dwayne Seats, the scumbag of all Sambos, and we pulled it out. I'm going to donate this money. I got two options. One, which takes $15,000, or two, I'm going to have a three-on-three tournament and give money out there, one or the other. I'm going to do one or the other. I will not keep the money, but my plan is to give it back to the community where it belongs. The money belongs in the community, you see. Whether they like it or not, I don't care who like it. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care, you see. The point is, we have to get this message out. The message has to be complete. And I tell you this, 31,241 people voted for the Benton Harbor Sandals. I was shocked. I didn't count them, so don't. I didn't do it. If you want to blame maybe Milwaukee, Wisconsin, maybe it's on them. But they are the ones who are doing all the counting. They are the ones who are going to get paid by everybody. Everybody going to pay them something for doing the work. That's a lot of work he did. And then Houston had 31,142. So 99 votes separated me and Houston, Benton Harbor Sambles and Houston Sambo. See, I had already told Houston that you wasn't going to beat my Sambo. If you read their bio, ain't no way in the world that nobody's going to beat these Sambos. These are real professional Sambos, been trained by the best. Whirlpool Corporation labeled these Sambos. That's right. Label these Sambos. These are real Sambos. These are professionals. And Black History Month, too? Wow, that is amazing. And I can't do nothing but throw my hand up. Then we have St. Louis, 30,444, followed by Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 30,127. Then we have Cincinnati, Ohio, 30,119. Columbus, Ohio, 30,015. But to top it all off, Benton Harbor, a small community. And I think what really helped us, this program is being carried now by 15 radio stations. Without that, I don't think we could have beat them, you know. And I don't know whether you call that cheating or whatever it is, but the goal was to get the word out there, to make sure people understood where we at and what we was doing. That was the main objective, and I think we were successful at what we were trying to do. I want people to know these Sambos. When they go places, I want them to stand up and say, ain't that the Sambo from Benton Harbor? Ain't that the Queen Bee, my letter C? Ain't that the Queen Bee from Benton Harbor? Is that the mayor of all Sambos, Marcus Muhammad, the Nation of Islam brother, who's a straight-out sellout, you know? And then we're going to have Dwayne see wherever he goes, they're going to know him, you know, because he's a scumbag. But they know exactly what it was. And I'm really excited. When I got the text, the first thing I said to myself, wow, I didn't anticipate it. I thought sure that Houston would win this thing. But I tell you this, I'm as humble as a person can be. We won the very first Sambo Super Bowl, was won by Benton Harbor, Michigan, a very small community. But a community with over 500 Sambos walking around here. You know, they're walking around here, and the bad part about it, they walking around here, with their head held high because they're messing over Black people. See, these Sambos right here, they don't understand that America, you are killing Black people. You are killing Black people in the classroom, the school system. You're killing them, you know. They don't understand it. They just want them to like them. You know, these Sambos are, like I said, these are professional Sambos. These are the real deal Sambos. I mean, how do you face your children knowing that you're a Sambo, that you heard them? Just like the other day, my nephew told me, it broke my heart. He said, he's voting for Trump. I mean, are you out of your cotton-picking mind for trying to justify this racist? Well, Biden ain't no better, but the point is, you don't vote for this. You don't vote for somebody you know is a racist. He may have y'all all locked up behind chains. It's 50 million Black folks here. Okay? And I would say half of them ain't working. No. It's unfortunate. See, that's why... See, if we was on our P's and Q's, they couldn't do what they did to us. You couldn't go to the hospital and be scared to go to the hospital, you know, if we was on our game. That's some of that is our fault. We let these devils get away with this. You can't go to the hospital in Benton Harbor. You can go to the hospital with a cold and death. You can go to the hospital to have a baby delivered here in Benton Harbor and die. and the mama. Both of them died, the mama and the baby. Nobody cares. Black folks don't care about nothing but themselves. Most of them, not all of them now. We got some good black folks that stands up. But most of the black people only care when it affects them. If it don't affect them, they don't care. They don't give a rat's butt about what's going on. And that's why we're in this position. All they want to care, if you give them, buy them lunch, and give them a couple of dollars on the table, they happy. And you keep them from going to jail. They happy. This is what we're dealing with, you know. And you have no shame at all. You know, you actually think you're doing stuff. You want to drive, everybody want to drive a nice car. But don't drive a nice car at the expense of my children. Don't do it. Because if you do, I'm coming after you. I'm so sick of these black people around here, man. I'm telling you, a small community like Benton have got over 500 Sambos. They're everywhere. You can't even go to the grocery store without bumping into them. Can't go get gas without bumping into them. They're everywhere. And you can tell them they got that label, Whirlpool, made by Whirlpool on the back of their neck. Made by. Now they're doing it to our children with the Boys and Girls Club. Thinking the family think that they're helping them, but they don't know no better. They haven't been taught that these people is killing us. Haven't been taught. I said, talk to my nephew. Had the nerve to tell him. I said, well, you know, this conversation is over. You know, I felt just like that. If I don't know whether you're going to vote on or not, but just by saying it, that has separated me and you, nephew. That has separated me and you. You know, we will, if you call me, I'm going to call ID. That's how I'm going to do it. That's how serious I am about certain things. That means that you'll fall right into their trap. That's what that means to me. That means that you'll fall right into the trap. I'm fighting like tooth and nails just to stay alive. They're doing everything. You know, and earlier in the week, this guy, Michael Hoy, who is a sexual predator, he attacked this guy named Rufus, almost killed him. The way he got out, he put his finger through so he couldn't choke him to death with the rope or the belt, whatever he used. But he bit his fingers, and his fingers were bloody. So we did get a sample of the DNA. But that don't mean nothing to the police because he's a drunk. When you're a drunk and you're a drug addict, you think these white folks don't convict a white man on the word of a drunk and a drug addict? That is not going to, not here in Barron County, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then you're going to have black people rallying behind that white man. That's right. They the sleaziest people there is in the world. These people rally behind this guy. They know he's a sexual predator. He's a sexual predator. And you got black folks, black people, trying to support this slime ball. Just want to tell you that. This is almost ridiculous. Unheard of. Unheard of. And then we cry about how we can't get a good education. We can't get this. We're crying like babies. And we're the one doing it to ourselves. When something happens to your child, you can't get no real help. Because you're always trying to support these white devils. That's why. And I'm going to say this. All white folks ain't bad. You know, I ain't going to sit here and say it. But this guy is a scumbag, too. He's like that seat. But anyway, I got to bring in my first guest. I got to bring them in. The one and only. I think I'm going to start with my good friend from Detroit today. I'm going to start there. But I just want everybody to know the Benton Harbor Sambos are the Super Bowl, the Sambos of Super Bowl champs. We did it. I can't tell you how we did it. You could say that the guy that was counting from Milwaukee cheated. I don't care. You know, it's just to get the word out. But we got 31,000 people to vote for our Sambos. 31,000. You know, and I'm really, really excited about that. Our sample contest is over now. We won't start up again until September the 1st. If you want to nominate someone, you need 5 people to nominate a person for the sample of the year. And we are the Super Bowl sample champs, Benton Hall. Told them they weren't going to out-sample my sound. See, my samples are professional samples. When I say professional, I mean exactly that. My samples are professional samples. And look, what they do is so incredible that even I is shocked. I think I'm going to bring in first Gloria. Then I'll bring in my good friend. Then we'll do it like that. I'll bring Gloria in first. That way, my good friend can have more time, because Gloria usually don't go long. But I just want to tell everybody, just to remind them, we are the champs. Benton Harbor are the Super Bowl champs of all sambos in the whole country. So I have my hat off to Queen B, my leather seats. Without you, and I do mean Queen B, the capital B, if you know what I mean. And I do mean the mayor, the Nation of Islam, mayor of all sambos in the whole United States. He's the mayor of all sambos in the whole United States of America, followed by Dwayne Cease, the scumbag of all sambos here in the United States of America. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend Gloria. And we'll get back to Vic Les from there. And I tell you, I am really, really excited. When I got the text this morning, I was shocked. But Gloria, talk to me. Tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, Reverend Pinkney, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your platform, because when we started this several years ago, you had a great big question mark. You know, like, what is this about? And you hung in there with us. And finally, they have approached the FBI, which they are very involved in this targeting. And it sounds and it feels as if the system is finally breaking down. And I sent you from time to time, I send you information that, you know, they have to question everyone. We're in the age of Aquarius. We are going to see some changes. As a matter of fact, April 8th, put that on your calendar, is going to be a heck of an eclipse. And they said that a lot of people have said that this is the Creator coming to talk to the people, like, you're not doing the earth good. So we're going to straighten our own selves out. So there's going to be a lot of changes. Yes, there's going to be a lot of changes. And this is the time nothing can be hidden and everything will be revealed. And when I first became targeted, I was so ashamed because I never heard of it. I had no clue. I didn't know anyone at that time. But someone had sent information to me, and I started looking in other directions about metaphysics and what is the earth going to do. So the earth is helping us clean this up. But I found something that says, why are you targeted? You are you're gifted with a high IQ. You are an empath. You have an independent mind. You are outspoken, a truth teller, you have integrity, you are spiritual, you know a secret, you are an activist, you are a potential influencer, you have the wrong blood type, your family is targeted, you are successful, you are happy and peaceful, someone is jealous. And when you look at it, some days it seems like hundreds of people come get near me or around me or something. it doesn't faze me, Reverend Pinkney, because we have the power, and we just have to tap into it. This is our time. It's the return of the gods. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, a lot of people don't know a whole lot about target individuals and stuff like that, but I tell you, this has been something that everybody, everybody should want to know about and get into, because this is serious stuff. This is serious.
Oh, very serious.
Yeah,
This group of people, we're the guinea pigs. They're trying us. Let me see what works on this one. How does that operate on that one? Duh, duh, duh. And then they'll just bring it down on the population, entire population, because they want this new world order. But it's going to be the return of the gods. That's what's running now, the return of the gods. The earth is going to terraform and replace what they destroyed. The earth will replace it. And a lot of things that we were told over the years, it's not true. It's like the Danube River. They said that they shot all the Jews. They were lined up around the river, and they had to pile their shoes up in a pile, and they shot them, and they fell into the river. Well, the Danube River dried up. There's no bones, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another illusion.
Yeah,
you know,
and they love keeping black folks illusionated anyway.
Oh.
So you got to remember that, and always think, always think about that, because I think, you know, out of all the TIs, so, you know, I met a lot of TIs, you know, and I would say there's more than 1 million TIs in this country right now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I would say it's at least 1 million. And I really, really believe that. Yeah. But it's what we do.
Yes.
That's what counts. It's not what somebody else do. It's what we do. We don't do nothing. Black folks, we had an incident with this little girl, and we had about 30 people to come out. But the problem is black folks ain't coming out unless it's something about their black people, their family. They ain't coming out. They ain't doing nothing unless it's their family, most of them. Not all of them now, because I know a lot of them, I can get a good crowd sometimes, but they have to come from all over. They ain't going to come from just Ben Harper, because Ben Harper ain't going to bust a grape. They scared of their own shadow. Matter of fact, they ain't going to even like, you know, on my Facebook page, they scared to even comment, even when it's about them. That's how they are. But, like, I don't care. As long as you see it, I'm good to go. So we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go, Gloria. But the thing is, we can get there, though. We can get there. Some of these people are going to have to die off, but we're going to still be able to get there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know how difficult it is for us to really get out here and do what needs to be done, but somebody got to do it, and somebody can't be ashamed to do it. You know, and when I used to remember, we were talking about TIs almost 15 years ago.
Indeed.
Yeah. Remember, we met in Washington, D.C. We met in Washington, D.C. That's been almost 15 years.
Okay. I've been at it for over 15 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
And I have no fear. I have no fear of this. So people have to wake up, you know, start talking to your neighbors, start talking to Congress, because if we don't, someone else is going to take over this country, as you can well see.
Yeah.
You know, what is happening.
I hate to say
Francis,
this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yes. So Dr. Welsing said there's going to be a problem with genetic annihilation. Genetic annihilation is a lack of the pigment. And our president now reminded us that the Mexicans will come over and be over top of us.
Oh,
I'm
they
like,
already
what?
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the return of the gods, we're working on that. That's what's happening now.
And Gloria, remember this, they hate us so much. You know, they hate black people. They may not say it, but it's the system. See, like I said, one guy can die in the system, and they'll bring up another guy, and it won't even be a change. It don't make no difference. But what we got to do, we know we got to flood our numbers. 50 million people is a lot of folks. But they got everybody, you know, want to be part of what they doing. They want to be like them. You can't be like them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Gloria. Hey, I just want to give you a few minutes, especially talk about my TI. And, you know, we're going to keep that on the front burner. But we want people to know about these TI. You know.
Yes, indeed. And thank you.
Yeah, and
thank you for your platform.
And look, Gloria, thank you, too, because you always been there for me. Thank you. And on that note, I'm bringing in the big guy, the one and only. There's not even two of this guy. Big Les. And I just want to say I really enjoyed you last Sunday, even though that we had to talk about our good friend Eric Mays dying like that. We don't know. What happened? They say he had a heart attack, but I don't know nothing. But I do want to say there will not be the Sambo Super Bowl without you, Big Les. You, Agnes, y'all group up there, you originated from you guys, and now it's growing, and it really have outgrown me. This Super Bowl. It's outgrown me. I don't have the skills to handle all the stuff and all the people who want to be part of it. I just don't have the skills. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for really introducing the Sambo Award.
Well,
thank you,
Reverend Pinckney. Hey, well, first of all, good evening, fellow patriot. You're one of the greatest patriots that I know, and it was a pleasure to see you and your Dorothy up there in person, and it was great pleasure to meet Sarah and had a great time last Sunday listening to the great Reverend Pinckney talk about his life story. And you know, I can hear it's almost like a bedtime story you can listen to over and over and over again, because it's always something you learn when you tell that story again. Well,
yeah.
I appreciate you, Reverend Pinckney. And hey, congratulations. I don't know. I was wondering if, you know, you're the Super Bowl winner. Do you get a ring with that?
you know what? We had a statue.
We're going to get it.
You know what? It's getting big now, because next year it's going to be 12 people. You know, that they already signed up and willing to put up $500. So it's going to be 12 next time. Houston is really
good.
Up to
go. Yeah, good. Congratulations, Reverend Pinckney. That's something.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, I know when we did our Sambo Awards, it was very popular, and you know, a lot of folks, you know, wanted to know who the sellouts, because I said I've been calling folks out when I was on WHPR. That's how Agnes called me over to be the co-director of the Call Them Out Coalition. Is, hey, I used to hang up on folks when they didn't call out the people that were screwing us. They kept going all around the Marbury Bush about, oh, this person did that and that person did that. I say, who is that person? Well, I can't tell you that. I say, no, click. Then I put on James Brown talking loud and saying nothing, because that's what they was doing. They were talking loud and saying, if you telling us what this person did to us in our community and you ain't calling that person out, you just as a snake in the grass as they are to me. Because if you ain't calling out the people that's screwing us, hey, I don't want to hear from you. And they know that. And that's my reputation and always will be, hey, calling out evil, backstabbing, scumbag, terrorist sellouts. I just can't help myself, Reverend Pinckney. I just can't help myself, because, hey, I owe it to the future generation.
Yeah.
But this
absolutely
started so many years ago, over 22 years, and that's why we get in school right now today, Reverend Pinckney, because we didn't stand up for our children. When you come into a city and remove their vote, and that's what you did when you removed the school board that you voted for and then replaced it with a selected board, what is that? Isn't that a dictator or fascism? That ain't no, hey, that's you're taking your vote away from you. Because, hey, if I voted for a school board that was going to have African-American-centric curriculum across the city, then you said no. And you're still in $93 million for us and that $1.5 billion. Man, Reverend Pinckney, that pissed me off so much. Excuse me if that was the wrong word. I don't want to get kicked off, but it did. It ticked me off so much that we didn't stand up for our children that day. If I was on that school board, they would have had to give me out that chair kicking and screaming. Know why? Because the people voted me in, not the damn governor. You got your vote. Would you want somebody to come in and take you out the seat, governor? No, you wouldn't want that. Because the people wanted you to be a stand-up governor, you wasn't. And that goes for Jennifer Granholm, too. It didn't matter if you was a Democrat or Republican. They screwed us in this city. And what we got today is what we didn't stand up for yesterday. And we keep that in mind. If you ain't standing up for the problems of the day, then you the problem yourself. Yeah. And so I take my hat off to you, Reverend Pinckney. And congratulations to Sambo, because it's like I said, it's a whole lot of, in fact, when I left you and went to the church surrounding the Black Madonna, I ran into a Sambo named Keith Williams. He's been on the Sambo list of us for years, and he's still selling the stuff. That's why I need a bellhead to step off.
You know what? I'm glad you called his name, because that's what we don't do. Talking about, I don't want to call nobody's name, but then keep your mouth shut then. You know, don't say nothing if you don't want to call no name, because you ain't doing nothing. You see, and we're surrounded by these people. These people, look, and the bad part, they actually believe they doing something. You see guys be walking around here thinking that they you're not doing our bidding. You're doing
the
their bidding.
I'm helping the community. No, you ain't. You ain't helping them when you're selling them out.
No.
One of the reasons that Nita and a couple other people stepped out, because he wanted a proposal on the next, they own the reparations, he's the chair of the reparations. I don't know who, Mary Sheffield should be ashamed of putting a snake in the grass as reparations chair. You know, they should have had Anita Bell up there as a reparations chair, because he's been fighting the battle a lot longer than he has, okay? So here it is. He going to propose a $25,000 payment to everybody, but, hey, in the form of giving it to the contractors. That ain't giving nobody. Give it to the people. Let them make the decision who the contractor going to be. See, it's another form of sellout. That's why they got him on there. And that's another pacification idea. That's all. It's just pacifying the people. They give them a crumb, like the Juneteenth. Man, I knew about Juneteenth back in the 70s, Reverend Pinckney.
Yeah,
and here it is. If you were a scholar of your country, you would know these things, but you ain't. You too busy trying to chase those Jordan dreams. And I was like you, Reverend Pinckney. I wasn't like you. I wasn't putting no Jordan on my behind. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I figured, hey, why would I put a name brand on somebody? Why should I get somebody else rich? I ain't getting y'all rich. And I want black folks to give it. When FUBU came out, we was all excited about that. I don't know what happened to them, but hey. That, you know, we was all about manufacturing for ourselves, but there's just so many people selling you out, and then they put all these obstructions in your way to even have great success. You know, we can't. When Coleman Young wanted to build some houses in our city, they stopped us in Lansing. You were talking about the court system. They came in and took away 36 district court from us. Man, they are such scoundrels. You just can't go left or right without running to scoundrels, okay? And that's the unfortunate thing, Reverend Pinckney. We are just in a box, and you were, and as I said at the meeting, hey, they building racists, but we ain't building revolutionaries, okay? And
that's
what we got to do. We got to start building some revolution.
And here's the thing. You know that you're a sellout. How do you go home and justify that with your kids? You buy them some Jordans? How do you do that? You know, how do you go home and justify that with your children. That's my thing. How do you, you know, to me, it's almost impossible to justify that. You know?
There's another sellout right there. Michael Jordan, sellout. He wouldn't, one of the players came up and said, hey, your gym shoes kind of high. And he didn't want to lower his price for the people. He just wanted to make all the money he wanted to make and did not care about the community. And that's the unfortunate thing. We had a lot of folks in his position. Even, you know, they donate money to certain, like the NAACP, and they think that's something. But are they donating that money to real organizations like yourself? See, that's what I say. You should be have a bankroll, Reverend Pinckney, to sponsor terrorism, okay? To sponsor, get rid of this, these sponsored terrorist acts, okay? You should be on the millionaires' top list of activism so you can fight this atrocities that's going on in our community. And unfortunately, it's just too many people. They're making money, and they're not donating to the right people. So we can help ourselves.
Well, they doing what they're asking. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They don't want to donate to somebody who's going to help black folks. We're trying to destroy every single black person in the United States of America. And the way we do it, we attack the education system. Most of the time, the parents are too busy. They don't have time to investigate stuff like that. Black folks don't have time for that because they're too busy trying to feed their family. It takes them 24 hours to feed their families, you know. And, you know, you could be black and proud, but you can't be black and proud in what I call a nigger. And I don't use that word nigger, but you can't be. You can't be a nigger,
that's,
too.
That's right. You're right, Reverend Pinckney. You what? Right, 1,000%. How can that don't even equate, can it?
Yeah.
It don't even equate. If you want to call yourself a real brother and you out there selling us out, you can't do that. It's just not feasible to me for you to do that. But it's a whole lot of folks doing it now. They out there.
And
you
other people applaud them like they have done something. You have destroyed my children, and I ain't mad at you. You know, you destroyed my children's future. I ain't mad at you. You poisoned my children. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. And see, and it goes all the way up to the top because when President Obama came in here and drunk them water saying it was okay and did not crush Rick Snyder, then I started looking at him in a different light. You're supposed to crush these Republicans as any and often as you can because they be crushing Democrats. So why can't you take us? It seems like the Democrats ain't crushing the Republicans like they supposed to. You know why? Because they are part of the same two. Everybody say it's different. I ain't trying to hear that.
It's no different. I'm gonna tell you just like it is. There is no difference, you know, between them two. If I was running against Trump right now, that boy would be in hot water. Everything comes out of my mouth would be that he's a criminal. You know, I would be, and you're going to be the president of the United States of America? What kind of crap is that? And Joe Biden ain't no better. If I had to choose between the two, I'm taking Biden, you know, because I don't know that Trump is you know, he's one of them old, that's an Adolf Hitler cousin.
Yeah, that's right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why the primaries were so important. You can get the chance to vote for your own candidate. That's why I, you know, voted, and I got a chance, and I did say hello for you, Reverend Pinckney, Marianne Williams. I voted. I've been, and this is not new to me to vote independent. I voted for Cynthia McKinney. I go all the way back to Ross Perot and Ralph Nader. I voted for some people in the Green Party in the primary. That's why I voted in the primary. But when it comes to the general election, I learned my lesson when John Engler came walked in over Jim Blanchard. Okay, all
right.
I ain't gonna shoot myself anymore like that. Okay, I hate that. I just have to, you know, twist pinch my nose and vote for. But we got to at least be above ground. We at least got to stay stable until we can find the leader that we can get. That's all. Because if we go with the other side, it ain't going to be stable. It's going to be an unstable situation, and it's going to be volatile. So at least we know the snake that we know, and then the snake that we know, okay? He's definitely that Donald Trump is a Nazi. You know, he's a fascist. Yeah. He trying to take over the country. You should have been mad at your nephew because this guy was a fascist. He tried to take over the country, and then he created mayhem trying to say we cheated on the election.
Mm-hmm.
And he still I'm going to tell you right now, if this guy don't go to jail, democracy is going to be under attack, okay, for real, because that is a crime that just can't be ignored. And if we ignore his antics on January the 6th, then this country ain't as good as I think it, okay?
I don't have no respect for this country. None. I don't have no respect at all for this country. None. Not one single rock. To me, this country ain't worth a. But unfortunately, this is all I got right now.
Yeah.
But we have to move forward. But you know what? On the local level, we got to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. We got to stop voting for family members and stuff like that. And people who don't think we know somebody. Because as soon as they get in office, reason unknown, they pull out their wolf hat and want to be a wolf. So I got a real problem with that. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, because I know how these people here. You know, like if you would have told me that Marcus Muhammad was going to be anything like he was, but Belinda Parker Brown warned me. She said he was no good when he was in school because she was one of his teachers. And he said he was no. I said he was. She said he was. It ain't no good. I'm telling you this. I said, then I figured under the guidance of the minister, he wouldn't. He wouldn't be this way because he talked about. I still remember how he called Jesse out. Now this boy worse than Jesse ever did. Jesse just did it on national level. This boy is horrible. He be running around looking for a butt to kiss. I ain't never seen no baby. I mean, if ain't no white butt there, I mean, he'll kiss a scumbag white boy butt just to kiss it, so they can recognize him. I mean, it's terrible.
You brought up a good point. When we can't find any good leaders, and we did lose a great one in Eric Mays, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I believe the same thing happened to that Chicago mayor.
Washington.
Yeah, Harold Washington. Yeah. Right, that's right.
Yeah, I helped him put him in office.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? And you see what's happening in Chicago right now. They just so disappointed in the mayor there that they're going to do something drastic, okay? And I can't blame them. How can I tell them not to when you go into your Democratic leader and you telling him you want, and you ain't getting it, and it's a whole lot of people saying that to him, and you don't get it. But we experienced that here with that Hans Farm deal, when almost 99% of the people went to that mic and didn't want the deal. Then Charles Pugh and the rest of the majority of city council voted for it. See, we haven't been getting nothing for years, and that's why I say, why we got to keep on going through this? Stop finding leaders that you can support and support them to the end. And stop letting the papers destroy your ideology on them, okay? You stick with them through thick and thin. They sticking to a madman through thick and thin. You should have saw the line on this TikTok page where this guy at Donald Trump had a line of people. I mean, I'm talking about it was like it stretched about 3 miles. I'm telling you, going in to see this guy. Okay,
racism failed.
We got to set the
remember this. Yeah. Racism failed. If you go out, even you as a black man, you run on a racist ticket. You're going to get white folks from everywhere to come vote for you. Because I can tell you this, any act of racism will bring them out because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for black people who will support racism, and black people do support racism. But long as, because they don't think it's going to happen to them.
Yeah, we got to
so
number
one. So that's what that's
Tim
all
Scott.
About.
Tim Scott, here
I know,
go.
I know,
I
but
you.
If you ever go to an event and see what you know, see this mayor, and to me, the Nation of Islam, they know this guy's a straight up sellout. And had the nerve to put him in the newspaper. I wrote them several letters on that. Several. Because I'm not going for that. Because I got a lot of respect for the minister, you know. But I can't do nothing with them. I ain't going to do, you know, until they clean their house up, I ain't messing with them, you know.
Well,
you got to clean that house up.
I'm
out here fighting on the front line. I'm on the front line. I could die tomorrow. They could put something in my coffee, you know.
That's right. Exactly.
And,
that's what I'm saying. Well,
and
then
you will.
Be careful
right.
about what you're
that's probably,
right?
That's probably exactly. what happened to Eric Mays. They probably put something to induce a heart attack.
That's right. You know, like I said, somebody had some on Facebook or TikTok or whatever and said that when they last saw him, he was still looking okay. But
yeah,
you know people can look okay and they help with that. But hey, but I'm still a conspiracy theorist. I think you know Eric Mays is taking care of himself. He looked like a in shape brother, and he had his mental and physical appearance looking just as good as anybody else's. And then next minute he gone, just like Harold Washington. Come on,
yeah.
You know where we know how they operate, and they've operated like this around the world. And
yeah.
even more so here, they have knocked off some of the greatest leaders in the 20th century that could have made a difference in the 21st century. But hey, Rev, we can't help if folks want to they want to pay for their bills, like you say. But don't get mad at me for telling folks how you're paying for your bills, okay? And unfortunately, we got too many folks want to eat the top black not steak. It's just want to have some hamburger and have a great integrity lines going, okay? But
man,
they don't care. They don't
yeah.
care about their integrity. They think they're doing good. And when they go, hey, who going to talk about it?
Yeah.
They go. Who going to talk
yeah.
about it? And what you say?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what people say about them. They just like the crazy white people that, you know, that's terrorizing our nation. They've been terrorizing. They're bombing our churches.
Yeah.
You know, you've been around, Reverend Pinckney. Have you ever heard the news people call the KKK or the Aryan Nation a terrorist organization?
Never. You're not going to hear.
See, that's what I'm saying. I know.
You're not
going
to hear. See, one of the things with this phone and that Facebook and different things, we can create our own news media. But also, they have infiltrated that, too. You see, they put stuff on Facebook that you didn't say. You know, they got you down as saying it, but you didn't say it. You see, they can do that.
Some of the AI stuff, Ref.
Yeah, all that stuff. I was in the courtroom, and this guy, this girl, they had said that she had texted this guy this information, but she didn't do it. It was done by an app that she had.
Oh yeah.
And I'm saying this so. People can know, people can add stuff to your phone that you don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
They can put some sex stuff on your phone right now, and you don't know nothing about it, and they claim it came from you.
Yeah, they want to blame you because they want to kick Reverend and me off the air so we can't be, our voice can't be heard. They want to silence us. And I know how they operate. They want to silence you. When you start making some good sense to a lot of people, and when you start making sense to a lot of people, that's when they're gonna come after. And they, you know how they came after you, Rev. You know ain't silencing you. They still ain't silencing you. See, that's the mark of a great patriot to me. You don't let nobody and nothing get in your way. And I took a note from you when Keith Weir was in the building. I say, don't bother me. I won't bother you. Don't look my way, and don't look my way. And he had the nerve to look my way on the way out the door. I said, man, I could have backhanded him real quick.
Hey, I don't care what you do, you know. Don't talk to me for no reason. My house is on fire. Don't even call 911. That's how I feel. Do it. I don't want no affiliation with Osambo. None. I don't care what it is. You see, because I'm not giving you no props. You can forget that. And we're fighting as hard as we can for these people. And the shame of it is we can't fight because these Sambos got us surrounded.
And they love them.
I done figured out a way how to utilize these Sambo talents to help the community now. Because next year, the pot going to be $6,000. So,
And y'all going to expand it? I heard you're going to expand the city too, huh?
Yep.
So you're going to have to get you with somebody that can handle that stuff there, Rev. Listen.
Yeah.
And it's not, the
guy from Milwaukee did good. But, you know, we paying him. But he did good. He did good. I don't think he cheated for me. But I'm just thinking that I just like it. Let's put it this way. Like I told him, I said, regardless what I win or lose, I just wanted to be fair. That's what I told him.
That's right.
It
sounded like a close race there, Rep.
Everything was close. He didn't put himself on top. You see, I'm excited. Because now, these many people actually voted. Now they know what the Sambo of the Award is about. You see?
Next year should be tremendous then, huh?
Oh, man, next year, and I don't want to have it too often because then, that burns people out too. But these Sambos got to be stopped.
Once a year,
we got to figure out a way.
Sambo, if you got to point out these Sambos at least once a year, they're rare.
Yeah. We have our regular election starting August 1st, September 1st, October 1st. No, we starting September 1st.
Is that too soon?
No, September.
The actual vote is going to be still on February.
The actual vote goes to the Super Bowl. The Sambo Super Bowl going to be in February.
Okay, so you start the ballot off in September, and it's going to go to the next year in February. That's what you're saying?
We're going to have September. Our first will be the cutoff. Well, actually, the last day of October. And then the winners there will go play in the Super Bowl. That's how I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. So it's like the regular season, then the playoff in Super Bowl.
Right. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
And here's the thing. I don't want to have a playoff because that'll burn me because this kind of like burnt me out a little bit. I'm just going to have the regular season. Then we go straight to the Super Bowl.
Right. Okay. That sounds like it could work. As long as the Sambos get out there and know the riot, notice the people around the country know they Sambos. Who the Sambos is like, like I know Mark and Muhammad like it's a household word to me.
And then you can include the Nation of Islam with that because they I'm definitely not happy with them at all.
Isn't they based out of Chicago?
Yeah,
I right now, I mean, if they in the base out of Chicago, they should be having one of the best cities in African America, okay? Because the nation is there and making sure that the city of Chicago cleaned up and surrounding areas. See, but that's what I see, Rep. Maybe I'm wrong for saying it, but that's what I see. If you got a strong a leader like the minister who can get a million people at a place at one time, you can clean up a city. As far as the attitude,
and in Chicago, it's not that difficult to clean up. You just have to know what to do, and then let them know why you're doing it. That's how you deal with a city like Chicago. But look, hey man, I sure enjoyed talking to you though, man.
All
but
right.
I'm so excited about the Super Bowl thing, and also getting that $3,000, getting that $3,000 for the community.
Congratulations again, Reverend. Hey, y'all gonna give the winner of this the name first name, because we gave him a prize like a watermelon and some kind of statue or something that was got depicted sell out. That show
well,
them
you,
that
you
they,
know, I was gonna have Will Smith too. And Jada Smith come. We was gonna have a dinner in January, but
okay.
I can't remember. But Will was going through some stuff, and we were something happened
right,
that you know, I couldn't. I didn't connect with him like I should have, like I supposed to. But for the Super Bowl, that's gonna be the big one. I want to get with like Houston, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Columbus, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. I want us to be together and keep this thing going and make sure we keep these names out there. They're in every city. We want these names in every city. When you see these guys come, and especially from the nation and stuff like that, these are nations. You got that guy in Ben Harbor, man. He's a straight-up Sambo. So what you going to tell me? Ain't nothing in this world you can tell me. Ain't nothing. And I think that's
right.
you know, until you clean your house, you can't tell me nothing about my house. So
that's
where
right.
it is. Look, brother, I'm out
okay,
of time.
Thank you, brother. Thank
all right,
you for the
and we'll talk soon. You hear?
Okay, all right.
All right, my brother. Hey, champs, Super Sambo champs, Benton Harbor, Super Sambo champs, Benton Harbor, Super Sambo champs, Benton Harbor, Super Sambo champs, Benton Harbor.